This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. The process of counting of votes for the assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim has completed. The BJP has retained power in Arunachal Pradesh after crossing the majority mark of 36 out of 60 assembly seats. In Sikkim, the ruling Sikkim Krantikari Morcha has also made a clean sweep after crossing the majority mark of 31 out of 32 assembly seats. In Arunachal Pradesh, results have been declared for all 60 seats, out of which BJP has bagged 46 seats, National People's Party 5, People's Party of Arunachal 2, INC 1, NCP 3 and Independent 3 seats. Some of the prominent winning BJP candidates in Arunachal are former Union Minister Ninong Iring, Dr. Mohesh Chai, Tai Nikyo, Honchun Gandam, Wanglin Loang Dong, Shering Lamu and Chakat Abo. The BJP also witnessed a few setbacks as sitting MLAs could not retain their seats in Doimukh Assembly seat. People's Party of Arunachal candidate Namam Vivek defeated sitting BJP MLA Tana Halitara. Similarly, in the Mebo constituency, BJP candidate and sitting MLA lost to People's Party of Arunachal candidate Oken Taing. BJP had already secured victory in 10 seats unopposed in the state assembly polls. Prominent faces among them are Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chauna Min. In Sikkim, results have been declared for all 32 seats, out of which Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, SKM, won 31 seats and Sikkim Democratic Front, SDF, won. Incumbent Chief Minister and SKM President Prem Singh Tamang won the Renok seat by more than 7,000 votes and won the Soreng Chakung constituency as well. SKM candidate and State Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti won from Aritang constituency. SDF candidate Tenzing Norbu Lamtha registered a win over Kunga Nima Lepcha of SKM from Shari constituency. However, former Chief Minister and SDF President Pravan Kumar Chamling lost from both Poklok Kamrang and Namchebung seats. Polling for the 60 seats in Arunachal Pradesh and for 32 seats in Sikkim was held on the 19th of April, simultaneously with the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. The term of the two assemblies in the northeastern state is coming to an end today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding 7 meetings today on a wide range of topics. In the first meeting to review the aftermath of the cyclone Rimal, especially in the northeastern parts of the country, has concluded. Sources said the Prime Minister will also hold a meeting to review the heat wave situation in the country. He will also hold a meeting to review the preparations to celebrate World Environment Day on a large scale. A long brainstorming session to review the agenda for the 100-day program will be also held by Modi. India Today dispatched humanitarian assistance to Cuba in a social media post. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a consignment of 90 tons of 9 made in India active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs, left Mundra port for Cuba. He said that the APIs will support the manufacture of essential medicines. Jaiswal stressed that the assistance reaffirms India's role as the pharmacy of the world and underlines our commitment between the two nations, India and Cuba. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over northeast India and south peninsular India during the next 3 to 4 days. The weather department has also forecast a gradual fall in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and east India during the next 2 days and over central India during the next 5 days. Talking to Akashvani News, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said western disturbance is impacting the weather, because of which temperature will further fall. In Odisha, the death toll in the explosion of a stockpile of firecrackers at Puri has reached 11, with 3 more persons succumbing to their injuries today. At least 30 people were injured in the explosion that happened during Lord Jagannath's Chandan Yatra on Wednesday night. The 19 injured are undergoing treatment in different hospitals in Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack. Orissa Chief Minister Navin Patnaik has ordered an inquiry into the incident and announced an ex gratia amount of 4 lakh rupees each to the necks of the kin of the deceased. Meanwhile, the police have registered a Suomoto criminal case and an investigation is underway. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.